voice. But
when you were reading that passage, it kind of struck me that he's using the word essence, but it seems quite almost equivalent to how in the Pali Canada, but he uses the word self. So, you know, it's sort of into yourself. And I sort of think, oh, in some ways that is easier for me to sort of kind of translate that essence into the equivalent of self. You know, you kind of think, oh, yes. It somehow is easier to sort of process and make it sort of different.
I would say that's part of it. Also, my understanding is that it's referring to as if a thing had an essence, a thing in itself, like saying, you know, there is a, this got an essential glassness to it. It is a thing in itself. And I think in European philosophy, in the German, Ding an sich is a thing in itself. And that there's a way that the mind holds, that there is this thing. Whereas the basic Buddhist philosophy is like, no, that not only the material objects can only accurately be described as being in process, a state of transiency, and that we, when we use a word like building, person, carpet, book, that's an approximation for the sake of communication. The European philosophy, particularly Plato, he had this principle of the realm of perfect forms, ideal forms. If you approach it from a Buddhist background, it's kind of weird concept. And any European philosophers here, please excuse me if I get this wrong. But I did ask a philosophy professor if I understood this correctly. In Plato's philosophy, in the plane of perfect forms, there is the primordial glass. And this participates in that primordial glass. And that's what makes it this thing. There's a primordial chair. And I think that exists in the plane of perfect forms. And so this object is somehow connected to that ideal chair. And this chairness comes from its connection with this particular plane of ideal existence. Within Buddhist philosophy, it would be, well, no, that's your idea. There isn't a chair there. And it's just the mind adds that chairness to it. There's a dialogue between the enlightened nun Vajira and Mara, and he's trying to throw her off her meditation. And she describes, why do you talk about a person here? It's just an assemblage of parts, like the parts of a chariot, or parts of a chair, just parts put together, and we call it person. The Buddhist approach is very, very different from Plato and the later European philosophical approach. So when Nagarjuna says essence, my understanding, he's also referring to some kind of essential thing, as well as the essential sense of I. So it's not just the feeling of self, it's also the mind imputing that thingness to a table or a person or to a glass or a chair or whatever. It's my limited understanding of the domain. That's how I read that.